Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everybody out here. I am Jay, your friend and host of the Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, and this is my absolutely number one favorite time of the year. You know, I tell people that Thanksgiving is a warm-up for us to be very clear on what we're thankful for, but there is no other birthday that I am more excited to celebrate than the birthday of the Lord Jesus Christ and having Christ Mass or Christmas time celebrating the gift of giving and receiving is my favorite time, and I just want to give to you what I hope is another great show. If you're listening to my voice for the very first time, I am Jay, and I'm your friend. You can call me directly at 719-330-1457. Something that I'm going to bring in the new year with is every single week I'm going to share names of people like Andre. I really appreciate you reaching out this week and getting excited and wanting to know more about how to listen and hear about the radio shows. Steve, Elisha, I really appreciate you tuning in and giving me a call. Dave, I appreciate you. Mark, Stefan, Kathy. Hey, Kathy, I appreciate you calling, and I know for a fact that you can build a retirement plan through investment property ownership. You all bless me every single day, and I want to do my best to bless you in return. Today's a very, very exciting and fact and information-filled show. So the drum roll is going to come right out of the gates here, Matt, with today's radio show title called The Real Estate Review of 2019. What an amazing year it's been. I've got an entire roll of stats here. I have an entire binder with every single Empire market statistic update from, well, I actually have them since 2013, but I've got the entire year of 2019, and it's absolutely amazing. Now, the muse for this show, of course, is that this is the end of the year, and it is time for us to reflect and review. I'm actually going on to exciting things into 2020 with business plans and spiritual plans and family plans. I'm all into the planning. My wife is not. She's like, Jay, you're an over-planner. But that's the way God made me, just like I had two very special ladies. I hope that you're listening, Dawn and Michelle. I have great connections to Andrew Womack and the Karis Bible College and even the Wealth Builders, Billy Eberhart tribe. And I sat down with Michelle and Dawn. And I mentioned that because right when she met me, she's been listening to the radio show. She has come to an investment property class, but her friend Dawn has not and heard my voice and said, wow, you have a radio voice. And I'm like, I really appreciate that. I've had the same voice since I was, I think, 2 years old when I started talking. And I think the funniest reflection is when my mom said probably 4 years ago, Jay, I can't believe you found a way to make money running your mouth off. Well, I've been talking a million miles an hour with vision plans and excitement and energy since I can remember. Didn't matter if it was gymnastics, didn't matter if it was getting excited about physical therapy in college, it didn't matter if I was getting excited about my fraternity or getting excited about going into the Army or into the cavalry or with my beautiful wife into marriage or even a bigger into business with Garvin's Mortgage Group or now Churchill Mortgage. I just thank God every day. It's like Groundhog Day for me because no matter what happens to me, I, by the grace of God, wake up happy, and a large part of that is due to you, the radio listener. So I'm excited to talk about a real estate in review. That's the muse. We've had a really great year, but I think 2019's been instrumental because I will tell and admit to you, I pretty much tagged 2012, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I even tagged 2018. I knew that rates were going to go up. In fact, my wife and I scurried at the end of 2017 to buy a house. First, we bought one in March, and then we bought our big one in the Broadmoor area in November because I'm like, honey, I need to get in a house because they're going to get proportionally expensive with interest rates going up that it's always going to be an advantage to buy it, and it still is today, but proportionately the interest rates are going to make that house more expensive for us. But I never saw 2019 coming. Where there's not been one, there's not been two, but there's been three interest rate reductions in the Fed funding rate and the prime rate. And that bleeds indirectly and is a whole nother subject for another show into the mortgage-backed securities and the mortgage security bonds and the markets of how you get to the fixed rate 30 and 15-year mortgages. But I'll go into the outline for the show, but the muse is that these lowering of the rates in this summer and fall have been a huge miracle, a Christmas miracle for all of us. And I said, I have to do a real estate in review because we have now, which I'm going to share with you, hit an all-time new median home price of $325,000. As I look at Matt, my producer, right now in the eyes, he and I sat in this studio in 2012, and we were excited about a median price in the Pikes Peak region of $178,000. That was good news because it was finally improving again. We are literally to a point where real estate is going to double in value in less than 10 years, and I'm going to review today some of the outline. I'm going to look at, of course, where we are right now in November. That's, of course, the last month here that we can do in full review. If you're actually listening, if you tune out this show in the next 30 seconds, or if you listen the whole hour and you only remember one thing, I want you to remember that we are all blessed. I speak over you that you're blessed. We need to be very careful about our tongue and the words that we say. We're hung by our tongue. Because remember, this is going off a rabbit trail. I'm going to go there and come back. But you can only hold a thought for 2 to 9 seconds. That's a fact. Whether you're Einstein or whether you're mentally impaired, you can hold a single thought for 2 to 9 seconds, and then you stray right onto another thought. And you have to be careful because your thoughts control your words, and your words control your actions. Now, be careful because your actions control your habits. And boy, is that a big one, because a habit is just 21 days. I don't care if you're stupid. That's just a habit. Start reading a book and you can become unstupid. I don't care if you're lazy. Those are the two biggest problems we have in this country, people being stupid and lazy. But if you're lazy, you just need to break your Velcro grip off your couch or your iPad or your social media, and for 3 weeks have your actions create a new habit, and you can change the course of your life and therefore your name, because your habits then form your destiny, and your destiny is everything. And my destiny for you is that you are going to be blessed this Christmas holiday. Henry Ford famously said, whether you think you are right or wrong, you are correct. And I want to put into you the Christmas miracle, the blessing, the joy. And that's what we're going to do today with a real estate review of 2019, where we've come in the Pikes Peak region, and what it means for you personally. All right here on the Jay Garvin Show, and I'm going to be back right after these important messages with Bill McAfee.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. Make your mind up fast. If you want it anytime.
If I could turn back time. If I could find a way. I'd take back.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage. Sticking with me, Bill McAfee is here in the studio, and we about cut into the radio show with all of the stuff. He said, what did you say, Bill? Not only the Space Command, but the Space Force?
Forces come in here. They just approved that. And yeah, I mean, Car Springs has some very special things happening right now.
It is a Christmas miracle. Kenny Smith and I just went to the Switchbacks groundbreaking. That all got totally approved by the city council. And did you hear just this week the entire CC Hockey Stadium just got
approved,
and that's huge. Get this, a really good friend of mine and a client, a huge congratulations to Red Leg Brewery. Have you heard about that?
I haven't.
So Red Leg Brewery is, this is a really big part of the real estate review of 2019, folks. And when I do this, I want to tell you, hey, a lot of this, Bill has said, we're having the best fourth quarter ever, and don't let there be any mistake about it. It's because of the interest rates, period. I mean, I never, ever predicted this, Bill. I said I bought two properties in 17 because I knew rates were going to go up. I took 2018 off. It was a brutal year because the Fed kept popping up the rates and tangibly slowing down the economy. And our president said an amazingly intelligent thing when he said, hey, it's not that I want the rates decreased. I just want some of the incomprehensible increases removed. They increased it 9 times on this president in the first 2 years, and we still had 4% GDP growth. And this specific example here, my friend, is in business. I'm developing land. The owner of Red Leg Brewery, which is, he's a client of mine from when Jeff Oster was with me, and I'm 90% sure his name, I'm looking it up, Todd Baldwin is the vet who started this Red Leg Brewery.
Right.
We rolled in one of the first kegs at one of my summer celebrations, you know, and you drank his beer before it was popular, his Artillery Amber or something, I'm getting that all wrong. It won a silver medal in the Denver Big Brew Fest, and he's building an entire facility, like an $8 million brewery facility right off of Garden of the Gods.
Wow.
And we just can't add up all of the Norwood developments they're starting to take and rip out. Olson Plumbing and Heating and Chrissy Fowler,
right,
all down there, that's going to be developed. And you individuals that are listening right now, I know that you're blessed as well. I've helped young kids and old people, Bill, buy houses for $280,000, and now 5 years later, they're worth $380,000.
And you know, Jay, when you said you hit it on the head, interest rates, I ran some numbers here not that long ago. If you had a $350,000 loan, November the rates were 4.81%.
Yeah.
You know, they've dropped about 1.26 or 3.5, 3.6 for 30-year Freddie's.
Uh-huh.
Well, the interesting thing is like I ran the payment at 4.81 on 350, and if you wanted to keep that payment the same, so when it was 4.81, just keep your payment the same, and with that drop down, it took your purchase price up to $407,000.
Yeah.
You know, it's a $57,000 increase in purchase price, so it's amazing.
Purchase
power, absolutely.
Purchase power.
Keeping the payments the
same. So you understand that. So for your same purchase a year ago in 2018, you can buy almost $60,000 of more house simply because interest rates, and we didn't see it coming, Bill. If you're listening right now, you have less than 10 days to call me. If you have military eligibility at all, Bill, this is what we're doing. We've done this all November and December. We've removed all of our profit at our Churchill branch. You know we're all military connected, so we've just lopped off the $2,500 profit we make, and we're getting vets 3%, 3.25%, and it's blessing them because it's what Mike Hartwick and Dave Ramsey say, it's never the wrong time to do the right thing.
Right.
Now, a stranger off the street, I'm sorry, you cannot come and get this price. If you're a client of Ent and you've never trusted me, known me, or everything, and you walk in the door, I'm sorry, this isn't for you. This is for people that have already trusted our tribe.
Right.
Same thing I told you with that movie event. I'm going to open this up to the radio listeners, but strangers can't come.
I mean,
your team, what, 70 people at Empire?
Yep, roughly.
Brand new location. I'm going to have Matt. We're going to do a whole advertising campaign for you and Rhonda in the first quarter to promote your new location. I had someone run around try to find Amy, your executive assistant, today. I'm like, I'm sorry. It's like having someone run around a football stadium. You've got so much real estate there. And back to real estate, I mean, tell us about these numbers, Bill.
Well, we're going to have, as a title company, I was just looking at the purchase business last year. It's not just the refis that are starting to kick in. It's the purchase business, and especially this late in the year. We actually went, in October, we had the largest, $335,000 was the highest median price ever. I went back to 2003, Jay.
Yeah.
We've never had a record as far as medium or average in October for the past 16 years. And I'm telling you, December is hot.
Hot.
Last year in December purchase, I'm talking just purchase, we're on pace for 800 orders, which that's never in December.
Ever.
But the kicker is we did 297 open contracts. We're already at about 150. How many? We're not even halfway in. And we're on pace for over 400, and we did 297 last year.
Well,
almost twice. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, get this. Our largest month in the history of my 21 years in the industry is now, this December. We'll do $7.2 million like 28 transactions. Kenny Smith will do like 10 to 12 himself.
Yeah.
I think he did three last December.
There's a ton of optimism, you know, with Space Force, Space Command coming here. We're becoming a headquarter town and not just a branch town.
Yeah.
And that, you know, we're attractive. We're a way to live. I'm very attractive.
You said if Colorado Springs gets jobs,
yep,
the lid's going to come
absolutely
off this thing. You, yep, guys, I'm sharing a microphone with Notre Dame.
I look somewhat like that.
You are the Yoda.
As well.
Yeah, you are the Yoda. I might be a home mortgage Jedi,
Yoda,
but you're the Yoda.
Yoda.
And Matt, remind me, talk about these numbers, because there was an 11% increase last month. And
yeah,
now this year, this month, for November, which is a little bit off, was still median price increase of 6%.
If you look through, Jay, we only have 1,800 on a running average. Here's the whole story. We have 1,667 listings. Okay?
That's the thing that scares me.
It's
not enough.
It's not. And the demand because of the interest rates is just on fire. That's why we're seeing, you know, typically this time of year, people go to vacation. They go to be with their families. I'm telling you, serious buyers are out there because they want to take advantage of these rates. They don't know, you know, how long they're going to last. And it's giving them purchasing power. And they're going to come out and they're going to buy during this holiday season.
Yeah.
So our average, the number of sales that we had last month was 1,188, which is, if you go back
almost
that
almost 1,200 homes sold.
And if you go back 3 years, other than the last 3 years, that would have been a summer number, not a winter number.
I know.
You know, and then the number of sales still on a running average are going, but Jay, here's the story. Inventory and number of months. Both as an investor, I think we've done 8 flips in the last 14 months.
Uh-huh.
But as an investor, 1.26 months. We've only had a couple times in history, 1.21 months is the most I've ever seen. And for the people out there in Radio Land, this is just a function of demand and supply.
How fast these houses are moving off the market.
And all this means we're woefully undersupplied. We're not even close.
And please, we want all of you to feel encouragement. If you're a homeowner, you've got more than $30,000 of additional wealth in your pocket just this year alone. And if you're a renter, please, this rodeo has not even started yet. Here's an actuary number fact. Bill, the millennials is a generation of 87 million. From 1981 to 2001. The largest birth year within that large generation is 1991 with 4.7 million peeps. Well, the median first-time homebuyer age, Bill, is 32 years old. So this rodeo ain't even going to get hot until 2023. That statistically is going to be the number one year for new purchases. So don't feel left behind. If you buy a $300,000 house now that used to be a $240,000 house, by 2022, that's going to be a $380,000 house. That's a fact.
Well, and you know, Jay, what's been really interesting to me, especially on the interest rates, the other economies, China, Japan, Germany, the other economies just aren't doing what we're doing, and that's what's allowing us, even the feds, to keep these rates down.
Yeah.
And I don't see that turning anytime real soon.
No.
You know, so it's just been amazing. Jay, 29 days was the days on market in the month of November.
In November.
That is insane. You know what? And frankly, if you took the 200 to 400 price range, it's a lot less. I just put a townhome on Riviera Grove.
Uh-huh.
We had it on for 3 days, okay?
Wow.
We put it on for 224.
Wow.
No, 225. They came in 220. We countered back at 224. We're under contract. We're closing first part of January. 3 days.
That's
so,
just
I mean,
amazing.
And that's just what we're seeing in this market, and that's going to continue because
yeah,
we don't have a supply.
And if you guys have questions about this, because if Bill will stay, I'm going to hold you over.
Gotcha. Okay.
Call me at 719-330-1457, because most of you are listening to this on Saturdays, and I want you to understand that all of this is a blessing. This is not a phase. This is not a fad. This is not a bubble that is going to pop. Like Bill said, Colorado Springs is turning into a corporate headquarter instead of just a branch headquarter place, and infrastructure is going around, so you can be blessed with this. Before we go to break, Bill, tell us where you see that median sale price going.
Well, you know what? We dropped down 10,000 this last month. We went from 335 in October to 325. But, Jay, there's no way prices cannot continue. Barring some geopolitical deal or a big jump in interest rates. Geopolitical, we have no idea, so there's no reason to worry about. There's nothing we can do to change that. Interest rates, I'm seeing nothing to push those. So we're just going to see prices continue to go up. I'm predicting 20. I'm giving a prediction on 20. You haven't even asked me for it. Should I wait till the next segment?
No, you go and we'll say it again. We got to
gotcha.
Tell. Yeah, you the listener. listener, I know we've only got 3 to 8 minutes with you. It's a busy season. So here's Bill's prediction for 2020.
20 is going to be as good or better than 19. There's just, I see nothing to change that. The supply just simply cannot keep up. Builders are running out of dirt. I'm like you, Jay. I'm working toward the development side. It's just, we are a place to be, and it's kind of fun because I do a podcast once a month with the North with Greeley, with Denver, and West Coast. And I will tell you, Colorado Springs is leading that whole thing right now. We are just there. The lack of supply is just crazy. Our average sales price was 365.
What is the average?
365 for this last month.
So tell me, we got 1 minute before break, and then we'll bring you back.
Okay.
Why do you think, I've had my radio listeners ask me, why do you think we're not building more inventory? Well, I know I'm telling people not to sell.
Right.
Because it's not the right time to sell. And I tell people that the real estate industry and mortgage industry is incentivized to help people make bad decisions because listing agents want to list that house. But I know a lot of people are keeping. Why else are the inventory levels not going up?
Well, it's simply because the builders can't get the dirt ready.
They can't get the dirt ready.
There's too much red tape. There is too much red tape.
And El Paso County is, the Pikes Peak Regional Building is a tough nut to crack.
You simply, with all, just like all the changes that they made, you know, last year at this time, there was a bunch of changes coming down as far as what they had to do with insulation, with high efficiency, all sorts of stuff. That's why there was a ton of permits pulled at the end of last year to try to beat that. A friend of mine builds houses in the 750s.
Yeah.
He told me in 1 year, the cost of materials, not the cost of labor, the cost of materials, $46,000
up
1 year. Yep.
Unbelievable. So we're going to be back after the break. Hold over, Bill. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. We're going to talk the whole hour about Real Estate Review 2019. Back after these important messages.
Well, changing the weather, changing the sea. Come back, baby, you'll find a change in me. Everybody.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beat?
Everybody.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I'm here in the studio, Jay Garvin's, The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, talking about Real Estate Review for 2019, the last week of the year here. And I'm with Bill McAfee, but I want to tell you, the radio listeners, how much I appreciate you. And I've got together with my team. Whoa, there's that lightsaber coming right through the studio. Matt, watch out. You almost hit me in the head with that. I am your Southern Colorado Home Mortgage Jedi, and I do have the Yoda in with me.
For my allies, it's the Force.
Yes. So I am doing a special thing this year for my personal team members, for Bill's. We're doing some for Remax as well, and Kenny and Company, but also you, the radio listeners. We've got a special customer appreciation movie event just for you. This is in the IMAX theater off of Carefree and Powers. It is a private showing, so there's no lines, there's no hustle bustle, but you have to call me personally if you're a regular radio listener. But I'm not going to tell you how to register as a radio listener. I want you to call and talk to me. Call me at 719-330-1457. It's a way for us to say thank you. And another way of saying thank you is a review of the incredible real estate this year. And Bill, it just keeps going. Like you said, we had a record-breaking November, and now December is just out of control.
Never seen anything like it. Not the demand for buyers. You know, not, like I said, not just refis, but buyers are in this market.
Buyers.
And they are holding strong. Our order counts are just killing it.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's title, you guys. That's yep. All of the people ordering title to buy or refinance. This is our largest December ever in the history of my industry, and we're having the largest month ever. And I'm telling you, it's because of you, the radio listener. If you own real estate out there, this is a Christmas miracle, because you have at least $30,000 to $50,000 more dollars in your pocket this year than you had Christmas this last year.
You know what, Jay? On a rear view mirror, looking just and saying where we were at and where we're at now, in a normal market that we would have over the last 16 years, in the normal market, if we have 100 listings, we'll sell 20 of them. That's a normal market. Even on a running average right now, we're selling 73,
and it's just incredible. And yeah. What? And I'll tell you, there's a downside to this. You know, they just did the groundbreaking. It's damn near impossible to get to my building. Thank God you're not Unified Title saying that swear word. I love Brian Cooper, but you can't get to our building.
Yeah, no, it's
because
tough.
Everything is shut down. Yep. You've got a brand new building.
Yes,
tell people
we do.
Where your building is.
You know, we just went to 5555 Tech Center Drive. We're still in 110. If you look off the interstate, we're right across from the Pro Rodeo Hall of Champions.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and there's a big Boeing sign on there. Boeing's attended in there as well.
Awesome.
But for those of you, especially the real estate agents, I got a training room now that I can put 82 people in. I just did a class and left to come right down here. We had 35 in.
That's
awesome. I mean, it's got about 13,000 square foot. We're not crammed in. Great parking. I mean, it's amazing.
I'm actually talking to Kay Frucci, and she came up with the idea. She's like, Jay, why don't we do my classes, the investment property classes? I get 30 to 50 people per class, and I'm jammed in there like sardines. And she's like, Bill's office is more centrally located, and you're in a blessed part of town, but there's construction going on everywhere. And we do have to increase the infrastructure, and I think they're doing a great job. Thank God Southers had that move to fix the roads.
Yep.
It'd be a nightmare without that.
Well, and Jay, the people believe him. You know, that's the thing. Is I would say he's not a typical politician in that when he ran with 2C and those road improvement deals, he came out and said, this is what we're going to use it for. And then there's such a shock, that's what they used it for.
Yeah.
And so for him right now to get projects through is going to be much easier than the previous council because the mayor and council fought like hell. And it's just not that way in this case.
No,
I mean,
it's not that way
at all.
They're
working together.
And Scorman, Richard Scorman, is my representative. I'm one of his constituents. And he's done a great job running that. And there's, I mean, think, we're a city, Matt. We're a city, Bill, of 500,000 people, 465,000, run by an exceptionally conservative group of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't see cities that are 500,000 or more. Right. They're all run by strong, far left-wing folks. Just look at Denver.
Oh, God.
I mean, I love Denver, but come on. They're passing magical mushrooms and, you know, psychedelic. For what reason?
Right.
You know what I mean? What if even Matt shakes his head saying, okay, I like marijuana. I like it to be legal, but I mean, okay, psychic shrooms, we draw the line at shrooms, you know? Never a dull moment here. I'm seeing four of you, Bill, you know?
Must have some massive eyes.
Yeah, we don't even talk about Colorado Springs popping all these lists. I mean, there was a list out this year that Colorado Springs is in the top five metropolitan areas in the country from 2012 to 2017. For appreciation.
Absolutely. And, you know,
we gloss over that stuff.
Well, and too, Jay, the secret's just out. Hell, the millennials can't afford to live in Denver.
Yep.
So they're coming down here.
Mm-hmm.
Retirees are coming here like crazy. You're going to know more about this than me, but it looks like they're going to basically take the limit off VA.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did a show. In fact, we are running this Monday and Tuesday, right, Matt? We have so much response on the changing regulations of the VA loan. You could listen to that again for a third and fourth time this last Monday and Tuesday. I ran it four times.
Okay.
Dude, I don't understand this. In January, if you're a vet, you can go buy a $1 million house with no money down.
Right. You know what?
It's I'm insane hoping in the main brain.
It is.
You got to play that jingle, Matt. Insane in the main brain. I like that. Three times insane in the main brain. Out of control, buddy.
It is, baby.
Yeah. So you're all over this because you said the Space Command. I don't know anything about this largest building structure ever that is now public. You know, on the airport. You heard that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And dude, it's as large as the Gaylord complex.
Wow. Yeah.
In Aurora. And people are like, what is it? And it's just a huge industrial complex. It'll include Amazon. It's going to include Raytheon, all of the military contractors.
Right.
It's all the Space Command. And one more thing, one of my, I'll keep his name clear, but someone that has hospitals and stadiums named after him in town with Penrose, and you know the other half of that stadium name, is negotiating with the Pentagon right now on 1,700 acres between Peterson and Schriever for the Space Command.
Yeah, there's tons of, I have land out in that area, and there's tons of speculation going on. I mean, it's,
dude, you need a gold tooth with all the stuff you have.
I got to get my gold tooth put back in.
Yeah, your gold tooth put back in. He's already got that big, huge, like, eyebrow piercing. So we'll go to a gold tooth with it. What are some other things? Because I promise you as a radio listeners, I'll do research on this big complex. But in the final 2 minutes, what would you tell the listeners to look out for? Review what you said once again for the prediction of 2020.
I would say for 2020, Jay, I think 2020 is going to be equal or better than where we are this year. And I'm basing that on I don't see increase in interest rates. Nothing's telling me that. A geopolitical thing could hit, but that you can always worry about that. We have a shortage of homes. that's just not going to be corrected anytime soon. We are starting to get a little bit better in the rental markets. There's starting to be some supply come on. So the rents are still going up, but not at the degree that they were.
Amen to that, yeah.
And we need that. And so what I'm anticipating seeing is the demand will continue because even though prices are going up, buyers have purchasing power because rates have come down. I think people will take advantage of this. Even though it's up, I think buyers, I'm telling you, if you can afford it, you got stable employment, you want to buy a home, Colorado Springs is a place to be because it's going to continue to grow with all the stuff that's coming here.
Yep.
If you're selling, the one thing I would say if you're selling, be careful in that range because if you're selling and going to stay in the same price range, it's going to not be so good. Now, if you can sell in 500 and buy 800,
yeah,
that's a different story. But if you know, check around before you list to make sure what you're looking for exists because it definitely still is a seller's market. Sweet spot is still between 200,000 and 400,000.
It sure is.
There is a lot of stuff in the north end going, you know, in the 750s, 8. Denver and Castle Rock are still buying down here. It's just going to, 20 is going to be a great year.
Awesome. And I appreciate you so much. You've been a Christmas miracle for me, Bill, you and Rhonda and your entire team. And I want to once again invite all of you as radio listeners to call me at 719-330-1457. If you're a vet, please call me now. We can get your loan in for our streamline special before the end of the year. Also, you can give me a call at 719-330-1457 to start your next refinance or purchase transaction. Give me a call and reach out during these messages and the break. I'll be right back to sum it up with my podcast.
Give you every heart of 100 souls. You could be the fire to kill the cold. I'll break you.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
This is power.
For sticking with me, I am Jay Garvins. You're tuning into the power segment of my show or the podcast portion. What an amazing segment with Bill McAfee, the owner and founder of Empire Title, the largest and the fastest growing title company in the entire city, over 70 team members. There are a lot of great title companies. Unified Title, Brian Cooper runs a great title company. They're two local ones. I mean, they've got more than 30% of the business right there, but we're very, very blessed to have these local companies here. And Bill McAfee and Rhonda have been growing for, I think, 14 years now, and it's just a blessing. And this is the podcast or the power segment of the Jay Garvin Show where I'm doing a real estate review of 2019. I did the economic update with Bill McAfee. We actually took two segments to do that. And the muse for this show and podcast was the fact that it is a very surprising and an amazing real estate year in Colorado Springs and an economic year. Bill McAfee had mentioned that Colorado Springs is no longer a town of branches and retirees and leftovers and military bases. There's corporate headquarters moving here. Of course, you know that the Space Force was officially approved, and that's a huge move. You know everything that's happening with the Olympic and Paralympic Museum that is under construction and looking to open in 2020. We just had a groundbreaking ceremony for a 10,000-seat stadium right in the entrance of downtown, coming down Cimarron with the Switchbacks soccer team hosting there, but also used as a multi-event venue. We just got city approval and groundbreaking on the CC hockey stadium at the north end, kind of bookends of the downtown. We've got official approval in 2020 of the Air Force Welcome Center up at Northgate, which is huge. We have the construction of the sports facility, UCCS, that's happening, breaking growth numbers with UCCS as far as the University of Colorado school systems. We've got Pikes Peak Community College is amazing. We've got friends of ours that have their daughters and sons in there in amazing mechanic degrees, nursing degrees, these really good trade degrees. We've got level-headed developments that are happening in the South End. You've got the whole Enterprise Zone downtown where we just had the new hotel open up on Bijou. We just have that Marriott under construction. We've got, I told, with a Red Leg expansion there. You've got all of the investments on InterQuest with In-N-Out Burger, and it's Colorado Springs is coming into its own, and it is a tremendous review, and I believe it's a Christmas miracle. And let me tell you here in this podcast, I want you please to call me at 719-330-1457. I really want us to be excited and not frustrated, because some people, hey, I have my days just trying to get from the Broadmoor Ivy Wild to downtown. I have to go past a half a dozen cranes and streets blocked off, but that's what progress looks like. I just came from Wisconsin through the holidays. And if you're from the Midwest, God bless you. If you're in the military, God bless you. I just went by Fort McCoy and went into La Crosse, Wisconsin to visit my aunt. And that is an amazing, beautiful city, but there is no growth there. It's very exciting to go into a city and have a three-bedroom, one-bath house right five blocks from downtown in La Crosse, Wisconsin that you can buy for $150,000. That same house would be $300,000 here, but there is no jobs. There's no new jobs in La Crosse, Wisconsin. There's very few new jobs in Hammond, Indiana. There aren't a lot of new jobs outside of Dearborn, Michigan. I'm not saying those are bad places, or Lancaster, Michigan. And yes, every place is going to be hit positively by the millennial growth. There's 87 million millennials coming of age. But the real estate review for 2019 in Colorado Springs, the baseline story is that we haven't even begun the main course yet, folks. And this is just not a happy-go-lucky, naive assessment. I mean, I study this stuff religiously. Demographics and actuary numbers are fact, and we have 87 million millennials that are coming of age. In fact, the first millennial does not even turn 40 until 2021. So with a review in real estate in 2019, the bottom line takeaway for you in this podcast segment is that we have not even hit our fastest growing years yet. Bill McAfee said earlier that 2019 was a record-breaking year because we have demand mixed up with a much better interest rate and affordability index, because the treasuries, the mortgage-backed securities, more specifically the Fed funding rate and the prime interest rate, came down not a quarter, not a half, three quarters of a point. It went from 5.5% all the way down to 4.75%. And please, I want you to call me at 719-330-1457 or go to ChurchillColorado.com and sign up for an appointment to start your next purchase and refinance transaction. I've only ever refinanced my houses twice in my entire life in all 12 houses that I've owned, and I'm refinancing my primary residence right now because I'm taking my VA loan rate from 4.25% all the way down to 3.25%. And you've got to call me and get this started and locked in before the 31st of December, folks, because the bottom line up front is that with actuary numbers, the largest generation in the history of our entire 200-plus-year country is the millennials at 87 million. And they're born from 1981 to 2001. I pray to God that some of you are listening, but a majority of you have these amazingly intelligent and articulate young adults as your children. And the largest birth year within that generation of 87 million is 1991, with over 4.6 million kids being born. And I want to tell you right now that the median age for purchase is 32 years old. So that means 2023, regardless of what you personally think, 2023 is going to be one of, if not the largest, new home buyer purchase years. And that's still three full years away. We got to go all the way through 2020, all the way through 2021, and all the way through 2022, even before we start it. So even if you had nothing, you have no money, you have a ton of debt, I'm doing new home buyer classes this year, and I want you to go to ChurchillColorado.com and sign up for these. Because even I have the best way ever for your adult children, or you if you're listening, to eliminate your school debt, period. I mean, I can help you get a loan with an FHA mortgage. Only put 3% down on a house. Even better, if you're a military vet or active duty, you can buy a house with no money down. Even if you don't do that, you can go conventional and put 3% to 5% down. And I guarantee you, I can help you in the next 4 years earn $60,000 of equity in your house. No doubt at all. In a house you don't even yet own, and then you can sell it. Spend $15,000 to pay the real estate agent to sell it and have $45,000 cash, no tax, to pay off all your student debt or anything. Just don't even buy a house because you believe in it. Just buy a house in order to eliminate your debt. That's the big takeaway. The big takeaway is real estate in the Pikes Peak region and the whole state of Colorado is the best investment that you could make in 2020, let alone 2019. We've shown it. We're going to have 10% increase in value once again. We hit a record in October of $335,000 as a median home price. And all you have to do is call 719-330-1457 and say, Jay, I'm ready to sit down and see how I can purchase my first home, how I can help my adult child or my coworker or the friend at church to purchase their first home. Or just like Kathy did this last week, Jay, we have a house. We bought it for $70,000 in the security wide field. It's now worth $300,000. We want another house for retirement so we can make an extra $500 a month in retirement residual income. I can help you do that, but you have to go to ChurchillColorado.com, put your information on the right-hand side, because now is the time. 2020, Bill McAfee, Empire Title, Economic Update, he studies this stuff as well, said, Jay, there's going to be no change. In an election year in 2020, we're going to see just as much appreciation because it's a supply and demand thing, and Colorado Springs is finally adding jobs, and the median incomes are going up. The average price went up 5.5%. The median price went up 5.8%, almost 6% just this last month. And I'm only concerned about the inventory and the average days on market is down below 30 again. And that's so red hot, even one of my mentors, Billy Everhart, says, hey, if you're talking investment property, these are areas you might want to stay away from. It's too hot. You know, you can invest in Pueblo, Security Widefield, Fountain is very good. I have a good friend of mine developing homes down Midway by the Pikes Peak International Raceway. You just have to call me at 330-1457 to get started. Now, one of the things that I wanted to finish this Power podcast segment on is what specifically can you do? We don't want anybody to be left behind. Now, I know a majority of Americans, 65% of us, are homeowners, and this is great news. I know statistically 85% of us listening right now, you, are homeowners. So I'm really talking to 85% of the crowd for a majority of the show. But for the 15% that are not homeowners, for you listening right now, it's not enough that you and your husband or you and your wife are homeowners. What about your adult children? If you have a child that's over the age of 20 and they don't own a home, and I don't care if they live in Colorado or not, you've got to help them buy a home. I'll tell you reality. My kids are 13 and 16 years old, and we've already got a house on Three Eagles and on Pleasant Street here in town, in Pleasant Valley and in Ivy Wild, that we already own for our kids. Well, how do I know this? Because I spent their college money to buy them. But we bought my son a house for $220,000, and that house is $380,000 right now, $340,000 on a bad day, and we've only owned it since 2014. We've not even owned this thing five years now, and it's already went from 220 to, say, let's be very conservative and say 340. That's $120,000 in 5 years. That's like $30,000 a year in the savings account, and God is no respecter of any one individual. I mean, you can do this too. That's why I'm so inspired by individuals like Jerome. I'm excited to help you restructure your finances and get real estate, or Kathy, because that's the biggest takeaway, is that this market is going to expand, and we are going to make equity and profit as homeowners, whether you participate or not. So tag, you're it. And I'm willing to help you. And because it's never the wrong time to do the right thing at Churchill Mortgage and the Jay Garvin Show, that's what Mike Hartwick says, Dave Ramsey Solutions, his folks. I mean, he's trusted us for 27 years, you can trust us too. We're going to tell you the right thing. And if the timing is not right for you to purchase, if your focus has to be to eliminate some debt and get some reserves, that's what I'm going to tell you to do. Because it's not even going to get hot till 2023, so you've got plenty of time. So in the last minute here, I want to tell you, please call me personally at 719-330-1457. Always surprises people that I answer my own phone, but I do. So please go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. And if you haven't found your passion, your calling, and purpose, pray to God right now that he deliver it to you, because that's what I found in you, the radio listener. Call me personally at 719-330-1457, and I will talk with you all next week. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Come on, no!
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. Yeah.